Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Gauranga Darshan Prabhuji on the topic Glories of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Shivanand Singh. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call, Prabhuji? Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
I think you just joined.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare. Am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Today we will discuss from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I was asked to speak about Shivananda Sen and Swarup Damodar Goswami. So we'll discuss about these two glorious personalities from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita as presented by Kaviraj Goswami, beautiful magnum opus book about the past of Chaitanya. So we will discuss from various chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, because these two personalities appear in different chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Adi Leela to Anti Leela. So we will be going from different chapters. So first I will start with Swarup Damodar Goswami. Is it okay? So Swarup Damodar Goswami is one of the most confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. And it is said that Swarup Damodar Goswami is an incarnation of Lalita Devi, the immediate expansion of Lord, of Srimati Radharani. And Kavikarana Pura in his Gauda Ganendesha Deepika also mentions that Swarup Damodar Goswami is an incarnation of Visakha Devi. So thus this Swarup Damodar Goswami is said, believed to be an incarnation of both Lalita and Visakha from different bona fide references. And also, just as Lalita Devi or Visakha Devi, they are the most confidential immediate associates of Srimati Radharani, assisting Srimati Radharani in her feelings of separation from Krishna. Similarly, Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is a replica of Visakha or Lalita, he is also assisting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his feelings of separation from Lord Krishna in the mode of Radharani. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna, yet he is Krishna in the mode of Radharani. So if you see the Gaura Tattva or the truth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Mahaprabhu is a combination of Radha and Krishna. So, right in the beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami writes 14 shlokas of Mangalacharan in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he elaborates these 14 shlokas of Mangalacharan into the first 7 chapters, describing the whole glory of Lord's Tattva. So, he describes Chaitanya Tattva, Nityananda Tattva, Advaita Tattva, and Pancha Tattva in the first 7 chapters. These 7 chapters are an expansion of the first 14 shlokas, which are Mangalacharan for entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in that Mangalacharan, in verses number 5 and 6, our Kaviraj Goswami describes the confidential reasons for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Lord Krishna's appearance in the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A lot of noise coming. Okay. So, we will also see in the fifth shloka, Taurus Goswami describes Gaura Tattva. So in that shloka, he says that Mahaprabhu is the combined incarnation of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So the shloka is Shri Radhaya Prana, Shri Radhaya Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriter Haladine Shakti Rasmad Ekatma Navapi Bhavipura Deha Bhedo Gatauto Chaitanyakhyam Prakata Madhuna Tadvayam Chaikyamaptam Radha Bhavadyuti Subalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir. So Radha Krishna's Pranaya means their love, their loving affairs. So Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir means the transformation of the love between Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladine Shakti Rasmat. All the loving pastimes between Radha and Krishna are a transformation of the Hladini Shakti. Means the internal potency, spiritual potency of Krishna. And Hladini Shakti is that confidential part of Krishna's spiritual potency named pleasure potency. So Hladini. So Hladini, Sandhini, Samvit, these are the three parts of Krishna's spiritual energy. In that Hladini is the pleasure potency of the Lord. So all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are a manifestation or transformation of that Hladini potency. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriter Hladini Shakti Rasma. That's the first line. Second line says, Ekatma Navapi Bhumipura Deha Bhedo Gatauto. Although Radha and Krishna are one, still they have become two. Ekatma Navapi Bhumipura Deha Bhedo Gatauto. Although Radha and Krishna are one, but they have manifested themselves in two forms. One male form, one female form. One Radha form and Radha, one second is Krishna form. So Radha, Krishna. When did this manifestation happen in two forms? We don't know. We can't trace up the time. We can't say T equal to zero. So, Hladini Shakti Rasma Dekatmana Vati Bhumi Pura Deha Bhedav Gatavutu. So, Chaitanyakhyam Prakata Madhuna Tadvayam Chaitya Maktam. So, again, these two forms, Radha and Krishna, again have become one form as Sri Chaitanya. Right? So, they were one. They became two as Radha Krishna. Again, they became one as Lord Chaitanya. Right? So, Chaitanyakhyam prakata madhuna tadvayam chaityamaptam Radha bhavadyuti subalitam naomi Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mataji, can you hear Prabhuji?
No. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Now it's...
Hare Krishna. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I lost you because the internet is a little poor here. If needed, I will switch to audio mode instead of video if the signal goes down. So we were discussing this shloka from the Mangalacharan of Chaitanya Charitamrita that describes the Gaura Tattva. So Radha and Krishna are one, but they have become two. And again, they have become one in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Radha Bhavat Jiti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam means Radharani's Bhava.
Yeah, we are losing him again.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
can switch to audio, Mataji.
Yeah. He can switch to audio. You can tell him. Hare Krishna. He got lost. Can we call him?
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji. You can see.
You can hear me now?
Yes, Prabhuji.
I'm sorry, internet is very poor here from my side.
Prabhuji, should we call you, Prabhuji?
Huh?
We can connect you actually from the phone.
Oh, means normal phone call.
Yeah, you can be only on phone then.
Yeah, Lalita, I can do that also.
Yeah, so that Lalitangi Mataji, can you call Prabhuji? I send you the number. Hare Krishna, Mataji, are you there? That's okay, Prabhuji, you can continue.
Okay, I'll continue. If it goes again, then we'll try to connect on normal form. So, we were discussing the Gaura Tattva, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combination of Radharani and Krishna. We discussed that. So now, here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his manifest leelas, he had two purposes to fulfill. Number one is the external reason. Next is the confidential reason. External reason is to distribute Krishna Prema and Harinam to everyone. And secondly, internal reason is to experience Radharani's emotions in separation from Krishna. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is such an exalted devotee that he would assist Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in experiencing his feelings of separation from Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is the confidential secretary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is constantly absorbed in assisting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in experience of Radha Bhava. Especially during Antyalila, during the last 18 years of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Mahaprabhu is absorbed in Radha Bhav a lot. So he would be just constantly
from Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes stay in Gambhira, but he would just go outside Gambhira. Although all the three doors of Gambhira room are locked, sometimes he would be seen on the seashore, sometimes he would be seen at Jagannath Vallabh Gardens, sometimes he would be seen in Goshala. So when Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation from Krishna become very intense, he's too absorbed in that mood. Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, these two confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would accompany Lord Chaitanya and sing certain shlokas from Gita Govindam and many other important scriptures that describe Radha Krishna Leelas, so that Mahaprabhu can get some solace in hearing those pastimes, and he would be a little pacified. So that's an important service rendered by our Swarup Damodar Goswami. The meeting of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami is described in the 10th chapter of Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in this 10th chapter, Mahaprabhu just completed his South India tour, and Mahaprabhu has come back to Jagannath Puri. So Mahaprabhu South India tour is described in Madhya Leela 7th, 8th and 9th chapters. And in 10th chapter, Mahaprabhu is back at Puri. And so many devotees from different places would come to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All these devotees are compared to rivers, and Mahaprabhu is the ocean. So just like rivers come to meet the ocean, similarly, all the devotees would come to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take his divine association. So similarly, Swarup Damodar Goswami also has come there. So Swarup Damodar Goswami's qualities are described in Madhya Leela 10th chapter, slokas number 102 to 129. So I'm reading from Madhya Leela 10th chapter, sloka number 102 to 129. So there, the list of characteristics of Swarup Damodar Goswami are very beautifully described. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is an intimate friend of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's an ocean of transcendental mellows. That's why he's called Rasiya Sagar. And he was at Navadvip with the name Purushottam Acharya. So earlier he was called as Purushottam Acharya, and later he went to Varanasi and he took sannyas. And he studied under Chaitanyananda Bharati. He studied Vedanta Sutra under Chaitanyananda Bharati. And although Swarup Damodar Goswami has accepted sannyas, he did not specifically adopt to the symbols of sannyas. He only took the spirit of sannyas. He remained as a Naishtika Brahmachari without getting married. And he followed all the rules and regulations of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of renounced order very strictly. But he did not accept any saffron dress or any other external symbols of sannyas. So then he took permission from his sannyas guru and he went to Jagannath Puri to continuously stay with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu held Swarup Damodar Goswami as his constant companion and his dearest secretary, his closest associate. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also preached Krishna consciousness or discussed about Krishna with different categories of people in different ways. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, he would discuss the most confidential pastimes of Radha Krishna. And when he is with Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu would discuss about Bhakti Siddhantas, the process of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam and all the teachings of Bhakti. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with great scholars like Prakashananda Saraswati and Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, he would discuss the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Lord's energies descended. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with the common public, so who cannot understand either philosophy or confidential aspects of Radha Krishna Leelas, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would just do Harinam Sankirtan. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna conscious in the association of different categories of people according to their level of consciousness. And now with Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is totally in his mood as Radharani. So while he is in the mood of Krishna, Krishna Prema Pradayati, as a preacher, as a devotee of Krishna, who distributes Krishna consciousness to common people, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the association of other devotees, but when in the association of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is totally absorbed in his mood as Srimati Radharani. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is very confidential associate of Lord Chaitanya. And Swarup Damodar Goswami is fully cognizant of the details of rasas because he is non-different from Vishakha and Lalita. So he is aware of all the rasas. So he actually represented Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his second expansion only. And another important service that our Swarup Damodar Goswami does to Lord Chaitanya is to become his confidential secretary. And whenever some people come to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show their literary pieces, somebody would write a poetry or somebody would write an essay or a book about the Supreme Lord, they will come and submit their writing to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his review. So, but they cannot directly approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have to go through Swarup Damodar Goswami. So, Swarup Damodar Goswami would first review the work of all these poets, and if he finds that there is no Apasiddhanta and there is no rasabhas in their writings, then he will present it to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, he will just give them a feedback and then send them away. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't like any rasabhas or apasiddhanta. Kavadas Goswami describes this nature of Lord Chaitanya like this. Bhakti siddhanta virudha mara rasabhas sunita na haya prabhura chittera ullas. So whenever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears anything against the conclusions of bhakti, means bhakti siddhanta virudha ara rasabhas, whenever he sees an overlap of mellows, Mahaprabhu would be very displeased, and Swarupa Damodara Goswami is very careful in sending scholars or poets in front of Lord Chaitanya. He doesn't want to waste the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Swarupa Damodara Goswami would read the poems of Vidyapati, Chandidasa, and Jayadeva Goswami to assist Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his experience of mood of Srimati Radharani. So now Swarupa Damodara Goswami, as soon as he meets Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, in this 10th chapter of Madhya Leela, he offers a beautiful prayer. In that prayer, Swarupa Damodara Goswami describes 10 aspects of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. It's such a beautiful and intoxicating shloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The shloka says, He Lord Dhunita Khedaya Vishadaya Pronmila Dhamodaya Shamyat Shastra Vivadaya Rasadaya Chittarpito Unmadaya Shashwat Bhakti Vinodaya Sabadaya Madhurya Maryadaya Shri Chaitanya Dayani Dheta Vadaya The word daya comes several times in this one shloka. So this shloka describes 10 characteristics of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and the word daya comes at least 12 times. Helo dhunita khe daya, visha daya, pronmila damo daya, shamyak shastra vivadaya, rasadaya, chittarpitonma daya. Shashwat Bhakti Vinodaya Samadaya Madhurya Maryadaya Shri Chaitanya Daya Nidhe Tavadaya Bhuyana Mandodaya. So in this way, the word Daya or compassion comes 12 times in this one beautiful shloka that has only 4 lines. And this shloka describes 10 characteristics of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's person. First is Helo Dhunita Khedaya, means Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu easily drives away all lamentation, material lamentation. Helo dhunita khedaya. So even in that Sachi Sutashtakam, there is a beautiful shloka that says, Satatam janata bhavata paharam paramartha parayana loka gatim navaleha karam jagata paharam pranamami shachi sutta gauravaram satatam janata bhavata paharam. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is constantly destroying the miseries of people in this world. So we'll not go deep into that shloka. Coming back to our original shloka, Helo dhunita khedaya. The first aspect of Lord Chaitanya's mercy is to destroy everybody's misery. Helo dhunita khedaya. Vishadaya means the Lord purifies everything. He, just by remembering Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our inside and outside is completely purified. Just like you know that shloka, that Yahasmaret Pundarikaksham Sabahya Bhantara Suchi. Then third aspect of Lord Chaitanya's mercy is Pronmila Dhamodaya, means the Lord awakens transcendental bliss, spiritual bliss by his association and by his mercy. Then fourth is Shamyak Shastra Vivadaya, means there are some, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mitigates all the arguments or confusions in the Shastras. Means sometimes there are certain statements in the scriptures that emphasize the difference between the Lord and his energies. They are called Bhedavakyas. And there are some other statements in these scriptures that emphasize the non-difference between the Lord and his energies. They are called Abhedavakyas. So there are Bhedavakyas and Abhedavakyas. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, yes, the Lord and his energies are different. So Bhedavakyas are correct. And the Lord energy and energy and his energies are same also. So Abhedavakyas are also correct. How can both be correct? That is Ajidya. he says inconceivable. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu combines this two and says that our philosophy is achintya bheda bheda tattva shamyak shastra vivadaya. So in this way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reconciles the apparent contradictions in this scriptures. He says that energy of the Lord and the Lord himself are one and the same. At the same time they are different also, and that is inconceivable to our brains. For example, without energy there is no meaning to the energetic person, and without energy there is no meaning to the energetic person, and without energetic person the energy does not exist. So energy has no existence without energetic person, energetic person has no meaning without existence of energy. Thus energy and energetic persons exhibit exist as one. So they are one. At the same time, energetic person is here and energy is doing its functions. Once it is set into motion by the energetic person, they are different also. The Lord and the universe are same, but they are different. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reconciled all the contradictions and then proposed his philosophy, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. That's why he is called Shamyak Shastra Vivadaya. Next aspect of his mercy is Rasadaya. He bestows all mellows. Rasadaya, next Chittarpitonmadaya, he increases the jubilation of heart. Then Shashvat Bhakti Vinodaya Samadaya. Shashvat Bhakti Vinodaya means the Lord always stimulates bhakti or devotional service. Samadaya, along with the accompanying joy or ecstasy. Madhurya Maryadaya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies the extent of Madhurya Rasa. Means the very fact that Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu itself is a testimony for this Madhurya Rasa. So that's why Madhurya Maryadaya. And even in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion with Ramananda Rai, he glorifies this Madhurya Rasa as the topmost sadhya of all living entities, topmost goal. And finally, Madhurya Maryadaya. Sri Chaitanya Dayanidhe Tavadaya Bhuyada Bandodaya. So let there be auspiciousness. Lord Chaitanya's mercy evokes the ultimate and supreme auspiciousness for everyone. So, Swarupa Damodar Goswami, as soon as he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, he offered this prayer to Lord Chaitanya, glorifying his 10 aspects of mercy. So, we are just discussing the meeting of Mahaprabhu and Swarupa Damodar Goswami. Then, Swarupa Damodar Goswami humbly offered his prayers to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Swarupa Damodar Goswami offered these prayers, we need to understand that they are not really describing Swarupa Damodar Goswami's situation. They are describing our situation. This is our prayer. So I'll read the prayers. So this is from Madhya Leela, 10th chapter, sloka number 123 to 125. Three slokas are the prayers of Swarupa Damodar Goswami to Lord Chaitanya. He says, Swarupa kahe प्रभु मोर क्षमा अपराज तुम छड़ी अन्यत्र गेनो करिनु प्रमाद. Says मोर क्षमा अपराज, ओ लॉर्ड, आई हैव डन ऑफेंस अंडर योर लोटस फीट, प्लीज फॉरगिव माय ऑफेंस. ही हैज नॉट डन एनी ऑफेंस बट स्टिल ही इज बेगिंग फॉरगिवनेस फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड, टीचिंग अस दैट वी हैव टू बेग फॉरगिवनेस फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड फॉर आवर ऑफेंसेस. एंड तुम छड़ी अन्यत्र गेनो करिनु प्रमाद. So I have left your company, your loving association, and I went somewhere else. This is my misfortune, my dear Lord, please forgive me. In the next sloka he says, Tomara charane mora nahi prevalesha, toma chadi papi mui denu anya desha. So I don't have even an iota of love towards you, my dear Lord. Why? Because I left your glorious company and I went somewhere else. So this is my misfortune, and because of lack of my love, I did like this. So when Swarupa Damodar Goswami said like this, Mahaprabhu was listening to this, and Swarupa Damodar Goswami continued. He says, "Mui toma chadila tumi more na chadila, kripa paasha gele bandhi charane anila." So in this beautiful shloka, Swarupa Damodar Goswami says, O Lord, although I left your company, you have not left me. Although out of my ignorance or arrogance I left your company, you out of your causeless compassion on me, somehow made me come back to you. This is not Swarup Damodar Goswami's prayer, this is our prayer. So the conditioned soul also goes from one place to another place, one body to another body, one planet to another planet, to enjoy sense gratification living the company of the Lord. But although the conditioned soul leaves the company of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful that he brings that conditioned soul back to his loving company and then allows him to come back to his loving company. So somehow he sends his devotees and acharyas and scriptures and then enlightens us to come back to him. So that is his causeless compassion. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is highlighting this causeless compassion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in these three shlokas. So you can see this. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami met all the other devotees and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged the residence for him, and Swarup Damodar Goswami continued to stay at the place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. So that's the first meeting, and that's the beginning of their staying together. That this is described in the 10th chapter of Madhya Leela. And further, there are so many other pastimes between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami. They are intermittently described here and there. One important aspect of Swarup Damodar Goswami's character is he carefully observes all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he has performed in Jagannath Puri, and he would note down all of those pastimes in his notes. And when Rupa, who is our Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami was coming from the family of Mazumdars, Govardhan Mazumdar and Hiranya Mazumdar. Somehow he left the family and he ran away and he came to Jagannath Puri. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave shelter to Raghunath Das Goswami and entrusted Raghunath Das Goswami under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. So Swarup Damodar Goswami would train our Raghunath Das Goswami and he would give his loving company to Raghunath Das, and Raghunath Das is constantly in touch with Swarup Damodar Goswami. And as I said, Swarup Damodar Goswami is accustomed to writing all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in his notes. So in the association of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami has memorized all those pastimes from the notes of Swarup Damodar Goswami. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world, and after Swarup Damodar Goswami also departed from this world, then Raghunath Das Goswami was in utter confusion. He was too much in bewilderment and he completely felt lost. So my beloved lords are not there, the Supreme Lord Chaitanya is not there, and my dearest Guru Swarup Damodar Goswami is also not there. Why should I leave? So he went to Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan also he is unable to feel happiness. So he was even considering to give up his life. So at that time, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami instructed Raghunath Das Goswami, "You are so familiar with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. You have witnessed them firsthand, several of them, and you have seen the notes of Swarup Damodar Goswami and practically memorized all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So at that time, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was also there in Vrindavan. So Raghunath Das Goswami narrated all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami accepted Raghunath Das Goswami as his dear guru, and he has heard all these pastimes and he has written Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thus, Swarup Damodar Goswami's notes are the basis or the foundation for our Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Kaviraj Goswami's writing of Chaitanya Charitamrita is very much dependent on Swarup Damodar Goswami's notes. So that notes came through Raghunath Das Goswami to Kaviraj Goswami, who has written Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that's another important contribution of Swarup Damodar Goswami. We all should be grateful to Swarup Damodar Goswami for writing the notes after witnessing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And later, once, I'll discuss some small incidents that happened. They are not elaborately described continuously. They come here and there at different places. So because Rath Yatra is there and Gundicha Margin is happening, so today this Gundicha Margin, during the Gundicha Margin, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would lead the cleaning of the temple of Gundicha. So at that time he would personally provide broom and also water and water pots to all the devotees, and he would lead the cleaning of the temple. At that time, Swarup Damodara Goswami also was accompanying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many devotees were assisting Lord Chaitanya. And one Bengali devotee, he came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he washed the feet of Lord Chaitanya and then started drinking the water. Then Mahaprabhu said, Vishnu, how can in the temple of the Lord, how can an ordinary person's feet be washed and he should be worshipped and he is offered obeisances to his offense? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately called Swarup Damodara Goswami and said, see what your Gaudiya Vaishnava is doing. So he is your Gaudiya Vaishnava and he is doing this kind of mischief in the temple. So in that context, Srila Prabhupada takes this opportunity to write a beautiful commentary. He says that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he told Swarup Damodara Goswami that this Vaishnava is your Vaishnava, your Gaudiya Vaishnava. Means all Gaudiya Vaishnavas are the followers of Swarup Damodara Goswami. We belong to him. So we are the followers of Swarup Damodara Goswami, as mentioned by Prabhupada, as told by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like that. So this is another beautiful observation that Prabhupada makes in his commentary. And another point is, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very eager to go to Vrindavan after he took sannyas. But somehow Nityananda Prabhu diverted him to Shantipur, and then Ramanandra and Swarup Damodara Goswami and other associates in Jagannath Puri are constantly placing obstacles in Mahaprabhu's desires. They would say that, no, this is not the right time for you to go. Please don't go now. So like that, they are giving so many reasons. Attend this festival, go after Rath Yatra, go after Diwali, go after this, go after Dola festival. So finally, Mahaprabhu's desire is getting intense. He waited for a couple of years. Then finally, Swarup Damodara Goswami said, Mahaprabhu, we don't want to block you anymore. Please go to Vrindavan. But our request is, accept one assistant. So Swarup Damodara Goswami arranges for Balabhadra Bhattacharya to accompany Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Vrindavan tour. Then Balabhadra Bhattacharya goes. So these are various incidents. So one particular incident is described in the fifth chapter of Antyalila. The fifth chapter of Antyalila, there is a sweet incident where Swarup Damodara Goswami's role is little more elaborately described. So there is one Bengali poet. That Bengali poet has written a drama on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he came to Bhagavan Acharya. Bhagavan Acharya is also one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Bhagavan Acharya is very simple-hearted and very innocent. He is not very intellectual or scholarly, but he is very innocent and simple-hearted. So this Bengali Vaishnava, Bengali poet, knows Bhagavan Acharya, and he started staying at Bhagavan Acharya's house. And then he started reading out his poem in front of Bhagavan Acharya. Then Bhagavan Acharya was very much impressed. And all the other devotees in Jagannath Puri also heard this Bengali poet's comment, this drama, and they were also impressed. Oh, he has written such a beautiful poetry. So let us present it to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But to present this to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what should happen? People should go to Swarup Damodara Goswami. So Bhagavan Acharya went to Swarup Damodara Goswami with a recommendation letter. He says that there is a Bengali poet, very beautiful Vaishnava, and he has written a wonderful drama. So can you please listen to it once? Then we will present it to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am sure you will definitely like it. Then Swarup Damodara Goswami told Bhagavan Acharya, Bhagavan Acharya, you are very simple. You just hear anything and everything out of your simplicity. You may not be able to understand that there may be some philosophical deviations in their compositions. People who are not very well read, or they don't know the right way of writing drama, writing any poetry, they will write in a very crude manner. And further, if they don't have proper philosophical understanding, they will even commit some mistakes in their presentation. They may present some apasiddhanta. So please don't listen like that. And don't induce me to listen. But Bhagavan Acharya felt that, no, this Bengali poet is very sincere. He has written a beautiful drama. Swarup Damodar Goswami, you must hear at any cost. Don't underestimate his poetry. First, at least hear it once. Then you will understand. Swarup Damodar Goswami is not inclined. But because he is an exalted personality, associate of the Lord, he could understand that there could be some mistake there. But because Bhagavan Acharya was insisting so much, he was following up with Swarup Damodar Goswami. Finally, Swarup Damodar agreed. Okay, bring that poet. So that poet came. And then he, Swarup Damodar Goswami said that, okay, read your introductory verse of this drama. Then the poet read out that shloka. So I don't want to go into the technical details and mistakes of that shloka. Basically, in essence, the meaning of the shloka is, he says that he compares Jagannath with the body, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the soul. Okay. And in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannathji, they met together as body and soul. So that way he describes. He spoke the introductory shloka, and all the devotees clapped and they said, oh, wonderful, wonderful, you have done such a nice poetry. But Swarup Damodar Goswami was not impressed. He said that, explain the meaning of the shloka. Then he wanted to understand what exactly does he mean by these Sanskrit lines. So then the poet started explaining the way I just said. So Jagannath is the body and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the soul. And Jagannath Puri, they both have come together to deliver everyone this and that. So then Swarup Damodar Goswami said, you are a murkha. You are an offender. You are a foolish person. You are ruining your spiritual life. And the Bengali poet was really surprised. Why is he saying like this? So the reason, Swarup Damodar Goswami explained, Jagannath is non-different from body. How can you say that Jagannath is the body? So the Supreme Lord is completely spiritual, whether he manifests in deity form or his original form as Sachidananda Vigraha. He is completely spiritual. There is no difference between his body and soul. So, considering that Lord's body to be material or ordinary, you have made a mistake. Secondly, you said that Lord Chaitanya is the soul. Lord Chaitanya is not an ordinary soul who enters the bodies. He himself is the supreme personality of Godhead. There is no difference between himself and his body. So, you don't have faith in the Lord. You don't understand that the body of the Lord is not different from his self, and he is not like an ordinary soul who enters bodies. So generally a jiva's soul enters a material body. So you have taken this concept and applied it on Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You actually don't have any faith on the Lord. You don't have any understanding of the tattva of the Lord. So you have done a great mistake. So in this way, Swarup Damodar Goswami has heavily condemned this poetry. So but that poet is a very simple-hearted devotee. He did not have a deep philosophical understanding, but he never meant to minimize the position of the Lord. He was not arrogant, and he lacks proper philosophical understanding because of lack of training or something like that. But he never justified his mistake. He was very embarrassed and humiliated, and he felt like a duck in the midst of so many swans. And other Vaishnavas also felt that, this Bengali poet has done a great mistake by presenting apasiddhanta like this. And Swarup Damodar Goswami became very heavy and angry with that poet, because philosophical deviations cannot be endorsed, cannot be supported. Because now if that poet, Bengali poet's poetry, if it becomes popular, already it has become popular before it came to Swarup Damodar Goswami's notice. Already some simple-hearted Vaishnavas who do not have so much of philosophical understanding, they were impressed by this poetry and they thought that whatever he said is true. So innocent people, common masses, would get influenced by such a poetry which is written without any proper understanding. So philosophical deviations cannot be endorsed or cannot be supported, and they have to be heavily disgraced. So in this way, Swarup Damodar Goswami has admonished this Bengali poet. However, he did not intentionally do that mistake. He did it out of his ignorance, because of lack of intelligence and proper understanding. So Swarup Damodar Goswami could understand that he is a genuine person, but his mistake is honest mistake, not intentional mistake. He was not arrogant. So, and he has simple devotion and faith in the Lord also, although his poetry does not reflect that. So Swarup Damodar Goswami gave another explanation to that same shloka, where he established the truth of the Lord, and he encouraged that poet. He says that, please read Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees and get proper understanding of the philosophy and the Lord, then you can attempt to write poetry. So he has an inclination to write poetry. So although Swarup Damodar Goswami has disapproved the poetry of this Bengali poet, he did not disown him. Although he admonished him, he accommodated this poet. He gave shelter in the association of devotees. And the Bengali poet was really overwhelmed with the kindness of Swarup Damodar Goswami, and he continued to stay at Jagannath Puri in the association of devotees. And he got trained, he studied Bhagavatam, and then he was eventually introduced to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave him mercy, and he started writing commentary also, writing poetry also. So sometimes we may have a genuine desire to serve the Lord, but we may not be very experienced, or we may not be experts in that field. But if we are humble enough to submit to another Vaishnava, in the Vaishnava's association, we will be able to learn the art, and we can perform that service also. But if we are arrogant and justify ourselves, our mistakes, then we will lose the opportunity to get the mercy of Vaishnavas. So in the mercy of Vaishnavas, there is a lot of scope for rendering service, and there is a lot of opportunity also. So this Bengali poet is simple-hearted. Although he became an object of anger of Swarup Damodar Goswami, later he became an object of his affection also, because of his simplicity and humility and honesty. So, but Swarup Damodar Goswami heavily condemned his philosophical deviation, because such philosophical deviation, when they are propagated for if one generation just tolerates it, for further generations also there could be some mistakes. There could be some issues with small details. They are not that harmful. But in Siddhanta itself there is a mistake. If in the understanding itself there is a mistake. If somebody considers the Supreme Lord to be ordinary soul, Supreme Lord's body to be material, that's a very serious misunderstanding. So that cannot be forgiven. So he heavily condemned it. He did not just simply correct, oh, not like that, like this. He did not say like that. He very heavily condemned. So this is one pastime of Swarup Damodar Goswami. So we have spent more than half an hour discussing about Swarup Damodar Goswami, but we'll spend some time about Sivananda Sen also. Sivananda Sen, according to Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sivananda Sen is the combination of gopis, Veera and Duti. So he is a combined incarnation of both of them. And the main service, popular service that Sivananda Sen has rendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates is to arrange for the travel and accommodation and prasadam of all the Bengali Vaishnavas who would come from Shantipur, Navadvip and Kulinagram and all those areas all the way to Jagannath Puri for Rath Yatra. So every year during the monsoon, all these Vaishnavas would travel from there, from their respective places in Shantipur and in Bengal area, all the way to Jagannath Puri. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is the leader of this whole yatra. So he would lead all the Vaishnavas, and he would arrange for their travel, for their accommodation, for the travel prasad and their stay, everything he would arrange. He's such a selfless devotee, selflessly sacrificing his whole time and energy and money for the service of Vaishnavas. Sometimes we may get attracted to only attention attracting services, or those services that might bring some name, fame, etc. But there are so many services that are in the background. So Vaishnavas do not hesitate to do any background services also. He's just being in the background. So organizing a tour with so many hundreds of devotees in those days is not a small thing. It's not like booking a train ticket or flight ticket or bus. So people will have to walk, or they have some carts. And when people are coming all the way from Bengal to Orissa, on the way there are so many tax collectors and toll gates. There, Shivananda Sen has to negotiate with all these people. He will have to pay some taxes to them, and he will have to pacify them. He has to get some permissions. So many things. He would just have a bunch of devotees, assistants employed under him, and then he would just lead this party. And Shivananda Sen would do this service so diligently that he would not want to cause any inconvenience to any of the Vaishnavas who are traveling with him. And in this way, he has acquired a very special position in the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, some are devotees of the Lord, and the Lord is definitely affectionate towards them. But those people who serve the devotees of the Lord become even more dear to the Lord. So, Sivananda Sen is serving all the Vaishnavas. And the Vaishnavas are headed by Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, and many other exalted souls. So, this Sivananda Sen has three sons. They are Chaitanya Das and Ramadas and Paramananda Sen. So, Paramananda Sen is also called Puri Das, or later he became Kavikarnapura. So, Kavikarnapura is the author of Gaur Ganodesha Deepika, where he has written a lot of pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and revealed the identities of various great souls in his book. And also once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sivananda Sen to take care of the accounts of Vasudeva Datta. Vasudeva Datta is a very exalted Vaishnava, but he took care of the finances of his house. He would spend money lavishly for the service of the Lord and for anyone. So he would not take care of his family maintenance. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sivananda Sen, you take care of his accounts, you take care of his finances. And that way he engaged Sivananda Sen in the service of Vasudeva Datta also. And when Raghunath Das Goswami, in the Antilila 6th chapter we see, when Raghunath Das Goswami left his home and went in a different route all the way to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. At the time, Raghunath Das Goswami's father suspected that Raghunath Das Goswami must have joined Sivananda Sen. Because Sivananda Sen would lead so many Vaishnavas, Bengali Vaishnavas, all the way to Jagannath Puri. So, Raghunath Das Goswami's father thought that Raghunath Das Goswami must have joined Sivananda Sen. So, he had sent some messengers to inquire from Sivananda Sen whether Raghunath Das Goswami has joined him or not. Then Sivananda Sen gave a big report. Oh, this is your son did not join me, and I'm not sure where he is. So like that, when he said, then Raghunath Das Goswami's father was a bit surprised, and he didn't know where the whereabouts. And eventually, Raghunath Das Goswami's father came to know that Raghunath Das Goswami ended up in Jagannath Puri with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Raghunath Das Goswami's father had sent some money and some assistance through Sivananda Sen only to Raghunath Das Goswami. So then, at Jagannath Puri, all these Bengali devotees stay for 4 months during the monsoon. They would attend Rath Yatra, they would clean Gundicha temple, they would attend many other festivals of Lord Jagannath. So at the time, all the Bengali Vaishnavas, they would invite Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to their house for meals. They would take this opportunity. So once Sivananda Sen also invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot deny the invitation of Sivananda Sen, he is the party leader. So he went and took a lot of prasad. So Sivananda Sen and other family members were very lovingly forcing Sivananda Sen, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat so much. So Mahaprabhu, although he was reluctant, he ate a lot. But the next day, Sivananda Sen's son, Chaitanya Das, he invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he fed something very simple, and he also gave some digestive to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya became so happy. oh, this boy has understood that I should not be eating so much of heavy meals, and he gave me some simple food, and he was very impressed with Chaitanya Das. And Mahaprabhu asked Shivanand Sen, what is the name of this boy? Then Shivanand Sen said, he is Chaitanya Das. So Chaitanya is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Shivanand Sen is Chaitanya Das. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, what kind of name is this? He was a bit embarrassed, but he did not say anything. So he became Chaitanya Das. And another time, in the Antilila first chapter, it is described that when Shivananda Sen was leading a party, leading this all Bengali Vaishnavas to Orissa, to Jagannath Puri, at that time a dog also accompanied this party. So Shivananda Sen allowed this dog to accompany them, and when there is a place where they have to cross a river, the boatman was not allowing the dog to enter. Only human beings are allowed, dogs are not allowed. So he was not allowing. So then Shivananda Sen said, I will pay you extra money to accommodate this dog also. See, this dog also is accompanying us. So Shivananda Sen had some feelings and affection for the dog also, not in the way Bharat Maharaj had towards the deer. So Bharat Maharaj had affection towards the deer, and he forgot his spiritual practices to take care of the deer. But Shivananda Sen was diligently doing all his services to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, taking care of his dog also. To prove that Vaishnava would not be neglectful even towards an animal, towards a dog also. The dog also shows some interest to come for yatra and to come for his pilgrimage. Then devotees would accommodate the dog also. So here Shivananda Sen accommodated this dog. He paid money to the boatman, and boatman allowed the dog to enter, and then this dog accompanied them to Jagannath Puri. But somehow, some of the companions of Shivananda Sen, although they gave prasad to all the people who are doing yatra, who are coming to Jagannath Puri, they forgot to give food to this dog. So Shivananda Sen, after doing so much of service, at the end of the day, he came there, he sat to take food, and then he asked, did you feed the dog? But these people said, no, we didn't feed the dog, we forgot. And Shivananda Sen became extremely upset. He said, how can you not feed the dog? Go and search for the dog now. So they all went into different directions, and they did not find a dog. And Shivananda Sen became extremely upset, and he felt so bad that a dog, he's also like a devotee, he's accompanying this and he's not fed. So he was feeling so morose. But somehow the entire party reached Jagannath Puri. Then when they came to Jagannath Puri, Shivananda Sen saw the same dog with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lovingly feeding some coconut pulp to this dog, and he's inducing the dog to chant the holy names of the Lord also. And Shivananda Sen saw this scene and he's extremely surprised. Basically, when somebody becomes an object of mercy or compassion of a Vaishnava, then the Supreme Lord himself will accept that person. So here Shivananda Sen showed a lot of affection to this dog, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also showed affection to the dog. He gave his mercy. So Krishna's mercy follows devotee's mercy. That's why our prayer is, let me at least become a dog and become a favor, become an object of mercy of a Vaishnava. So if a Vaishnava shows me some mercy, I wouldn't mind even to become a dog also. So in this way, devotees fervently pray. So this dog became extremely extremely fortunate, and right immediately the dog went back to Godhead also. He went to the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had sent the dog to the spiritual world, and Shivananda Sen became very happy. In another context, again, yatra. So Shivananda Sen was leading all the Vaishnavas, because every year they would come. It's an annual yatra. It's not that Shivananda Sen led this Bengali Vaishnavas to Orissa only once. He was doing it every year practically, as long as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri. So when when Shivananda Sen was leading this yatra once, so Nityananda Prabhu also accompanied. And all the devotees who are traveling are made to stand under trees, sit under trees for a break, while Shivananda Sen is very busy managing some tax collectors and other people who are taking care of the government rules and regulations. So Shivananda Sen got a little delayed, and somehow Prasad did not come on time. So Nityananda Prabhu became extremely upset that Shivananda Sen did not provide meals to Nityananda Prabhu on time. So Shivananda Sen was busy. So Nityananda Prabhu became so angry, and he cursed that let all the three sons of Shivananda Sen die because he did not provide me food on time. So this news came to Shivananda Sen's wife. Then Shivananda Sen's wife started lamenting. Nityananda Prabhu cursed our sons to die, and she was crying. And later Shivananda Sen came there and he saw his wife crying. He asked, "Why are you crying like this?" Then she said, "Nityananda Prabhu cursed our sons to die." Then Shivananda Sen said, "You foolish woman, why are you unnecessarily crying? If the Supreme Lord, if the Lord wants our sons to die, let's accept the curse gratefully. Let them die. What problem is there?" So like Srivas Thakur's son also died when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing his Haranam Sankirtan in Srivasangar. There, Srivas Thakur told his family members, "You should not cry. You should not lament for the death of the son. If you cry, that would disturb Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's absorption in holy name, Haranam Sankirtan. So don't cry." So like that, some devotees of the Lord, they dedicate their body, mind, words, not only on a personal level, they dedicate their houses, their family members, and everything that they have to the pleasure of the Lord, to the service of the Lord. So Shivananda Sen was not at all offended or disappointed or surprised when Nityananda Prabhu angrily cursed his sons. Then later, to pacify Nityananda Prabhu, Shivananda Sen went to personally meet Nityananda Prabhu, but Nityananda Prabhu kicked Shivananda Sen on his chest. So then Shivananda Sen did not become upset there also. So he pacified Nityananda Prabhu and provided food. So this pastime exhibits the tolerance of a Vaishnava. Sometimes a Vaishnava may be extending himself a lot to serve the Lord, to serve other Vaishnavas, but he may get chastisement from those very Vaishnavas or from those very master, from his Lord only. But still, devotees will never give up service. Even the Lord also puts such devotees into difficulties or in embarrassing and humiliating situations only to exhibit their tolerance and Vaishnava qualities to the entire world. That's the reason why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Nityananda Prabhu or many other incarnation of the Lord would put some of his devotees into certain difficulties or embarrassing or awkward situations. So Shivananda Sen's dedication, his devotion and his determination to do service of the Lord despite so many discouraging comments is proved. So we also pray for that mood of rendering service to the Lord despite all obstacles or external disappointments or sources of discouragement. So this is another beautiful event that happened in Sarup Damodar Goswami, in Shivananda Sen's life. And once, after Shivananda Sen and all his family members reached the Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know about this incident. There are many other details also I'm not discussing. I'm just focusing only on Shivananda Sen. So then Shivananda Sen's nephew, this Srikant Sen, got upset, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would send his personal remnants to Shivananda Sen every day. They can take this prasad like this. So, and once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed Shivananda Sen's son, Puridas, to suck his toe. At the time, Puridas was a very small child. So later he became Kavikarnapura. And also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that small boy to immediately compose Sanskrit verses. So like that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed very special affection on Shivananda Sen's family. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has so many wonderful Vaishnavas amongst the renunciants like Sarup Damodar Goswami, and amongst the grihasthas like Shivananda Sen. So Shivananda Sen was a family man and Sarup Damodar Goswami was a renunciant, but both are very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Both are objects of compassion. So we discussed about these two great souls. So we 5:57, I crossed 7 minutes. So any questions or comments or clarifications? Hare Krishna? Was it audible?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for a very beautiful class, Prabhuji, and giving so detailed about Sachit Goswami's. If anybody, all the devotees, if anybody have any questions, you can go ahead for the Prabhuji. Prabhuji, have some time for the questions.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanyavad, pranam, and thank you. Thank you for the wonderful class, Prabhuji. And Prabhuji, I have a little doubt about Shivananda Sen's when he was being kicked by Nityananda Prabhu. Was the I heard that there was a nephew of Shivananda's he got so upset and then he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by himself and he was not properly dressed in a Vaishnava dress and Mahaprabhu was upset. What happened after? What is the implication of that story?
Actually, this Srikant Sen was upset that his uncle was kicked by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Although his uncle has rendered so much dedicated service, still Nityananda Prabhu treated him like this. So Srikant Sen was upset. So he went, he left the party and he went alone all the way to Jagannath Puri and he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when he met Lord Chaitanya, he just offered obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without removing his upper cloth. But it's not proper etiquette in those days to offer obeisances by wearing something on the upper body. So he was supposed to remove that coat and then offer obeisances. So Govinda immediately told her, you are not supposed to offer obeisances like this. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, he's in anxiety. He's a little upset for some reason. So don't give him instruction. When somebody is upset, when somebody is disappointed or angry or anxious, it's not proper to give them instructions or so many suggestions or overload them. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very sensitive to the situation and the mood of Srikant Sen. And Srikant Sen was impressed with the sensitivity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instead of getting offended with the behavior of Srikant Sen, he was accommodative and he could empathize with his current situation. So that impressed the heart of Srikant Sen. Does it answer your question? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Sorry, could not unmute myself. Yes, Prabhuji, thank you. So, Mahaprabhu did not get upset with him that he behaved that way? No.
He did not get upset. He did not become angry. He was not offended. He understood his situation.
Okay, Prabhu. That's wonderful. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare
Krishna. Anything else?
So, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranams. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class. So many nice nectarian pastimes, deeply studied and letting us imbibe the values from these pastimes. So, Prabhuji, what happened after? Is there anything mentioned about Nityananda Prabhu and Sivananda Sen after this? The conclusion?
But one thing is, sometimes such situations are there in devotees' lives, mainly to show their tolerance and humility and dedication and devotion to the holy world. For instance, Vamanadev completely humiliated and cheated Bali Maharaj. And Brahmaji has come to his case. Brahmaji said, you have sufficiently embarrassed him and humiliated him. So it's not proper. You said you want 3 steps of land and you have taken the entire universe in 2 steps and then you are arresting him He did not give you the third step. So, like that, you know the whole details of the episode. Basically, sometimes the Lord puts some devotees into difficulties or embarrassing situations. Or apparently, he mistreats his devotees also. But it is only to show their greatness. So, Nityananda Prabhu apparently may seem that, oh, he is a little harsh with Sivananda Sen. But without Nityananda Prabhu's kicking, Lord, kicking Sivananda Sen, we would not have seen the glories of Sivananda Sen. And basically, Nityananda Prabhu gave his touch of his lotus feet on the chest of Sivananda Sen. Sivananda Sen actually felt fortunate for this great treatment. So one will receive chastisement from the master to the degree such a servant is dear to the master. The master also may not feel confident to chastise his servant or punish his servant if he understands that this servant cannot take it. So Nityananda Prabhu actually considered Sivananda Sen his own. He took the liberty of even kicking him. So that kick is also considered mercy and not exactly like a punishment. Although externally there is anger. There is an exhibition of anger. Anything else? That's all I know, at least.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful answer. By asking you questions, you're churning out more nectar from the pastime. It's easy for us to understand. Very grateful for your association, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for class. I think you had said that Sivananda Sen was the incarnation of two personalities, but I wasn't able to hear properly what you said. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I think we lost Prabhuji.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Did anybody else hear who Sivananda Sen was?
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji. Sivananda Sen was the incarnation of two gopis. It's like Viru and another is Duti.
Oh, two gopis, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you repeat their names? I couldn't understand.
I don't know the spelling, Mataji. Can.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Maybe Prithi Vilasini Mataji can.
That's okay. I was wondering if it was somebody I was familiar with, but no. But thank you so much, Mataji, for your answer. Thank you.
Mataji, we'll wait for Prabhuji to come back, or we'll end the call here.
I'm fine myself, so and I'm going to be leaving myself now. So, but thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Tiffany Mataji.
I will call Prabhuji.
Sure, please. Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, he did not pick up Mataji. So we will
okay.
Mataji, I think Prabhuji has joined.
My internet is very poor here. My signal is very poor. That's why I went off. Tell me.
Yes. Sorry, Prabhuji, devotees are asking questions. So please.
Yeah, please.
Gaurangi Mataji, are you still there? I think the question she asked was she wanted you to, if possible, repeat the two gopis' names that Shivananda Singh's identity is.
That is, it comes somewhere in the 10th chapter of Adilila. They are Veera and Danu. Veera and Duti. Veera and Duti.
Duti. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. It's always wonderful to hear you and get your association through classes. So, Prabhuji, Lord Nityananda gave the curse to Shivananda saying that his sons will die. So, what happens to them?
There's no mention that the sons actually died. He just spoke it out of anger, but the death of the sons is not actually mentioned. Although Shivananda says that, okay, if the Lord wants our sons to die, let them die. But actually, death is not mentioned. At least I don't remember reading it.
Okay. Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. So many details and directly quoting from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was very nice. Thank you so much for your association. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Anything else or should we end here?
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You said Shivananda Sen had three sons. So, which one was the Kavi Karna Pur?
He is Puridas. Puridas. The boy who sucked the toe of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Kavi Karna Pur. So he has actually three sons. They are Ramadas, Chaitanya Das, and Paramananda Sen. This Paramananda Sen is also called Puridas. And later he became Kavi Karna Pur and he wrote Gaura Ganvatesh Deepika. Paramananda Sen became Kavi Karna Pur. He is also called Puridas. He has three names.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Prabhuji, we also have Chaitanya Charitamrita classes on the same conference. So in the future, whenever, depending on your availability, we humbly request you to please come and also speak on Chaitanya Charitamrita, of course, based on your availability. The class timings are 8:30 p.m. IST, Prabhu.
Oh, 8:30 p.m. Okay. 1 hour only, na?
Yeah. Even 45 minutes. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
Which days generally?
It is from Monday to Thursday. We are in Antya Leela now. And unfortunately, I still didn't get the copy of your book for Antya Leela. I have only till the end of Madhya Leela. So we humbly request you, Prabhu, based on your availability, whenever you can, if you can come and speak, it will be of great benefit to us.
Okay, Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhu. I will contact you, Prabhu, for the classes.
Okay. We can end the call here, no?
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening class today, and we are grateful to you. And we look forward for your association, Prabhuji. If nobody have any questions, we can end the call here. Let's pay our obeisances to the Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Svancha Kalpata Rupyasya Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Granthat Srinath Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai His Grace Gauranga Darshan Prabhuji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.